New Hampshire primary voters this week reiterated their biggest concern is the economy. The stock market went up and down this week. Tech and communication stocks, including AT&T, plunged. Major retailers announced they had their worst holiday season in several years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell another 246 points on Friday. That caps a 5% free fall since the beginning of the year. All of this and more has prompted Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke to vow that he would take some kind of decisive action, as he called it, to protect the economy from recession. Art Hogan is the Managing Director and Chief Market Analyst at Jefferies Investment Bank. We spoke with him on Friday from his very noisy office in Boston. Mr. Hogan, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
When we talk about impending recession or hoping to avoid an impending recession, how does that translate in very practical terms as to the kind of the cautions that people will have to apply to their lives?
I don't technically think we need to get into a recession to feel like we're in one. We're going to have an economic slowdown. That means some folks that we know won't have jobs. It means that some businesses that we know about will go out of business. Some businesses that we know won't make as much money. That's going to affect some things like corporate earnings. Some of the companies that we might hold in our mutual funds won't make as much money. But at the end of the day, what it really means is a psychological thing that we sort of have to work our way beyond. Because 50% or 60% of what's going on in an economic slowdown pinges on whether or not consumers remain confident and continue to spend money.
On Friday, the Bank of America announced a $4 billion buyout of Countrywide Financial. That's the lender that's kind of become poster child for toppling credit institutions. Does that suggest to you that the worst of the mortgage crisis is over?
We're not going to see the worst of the credit crisis until we start seeing two things. We're going to see very big write-downs, like the billions of dollars we've heard about. And in aggregate, we've seen about $80 billion in write-downs by some of the major financial institutions. And then we also need to hear some of the weaker players being bought out by some of the stronger players. So Bank of America buying Countrywide, J.P. Morgan perhaps buying a Washington Mutual, and more consolidation like that, which is likely to be talked about over the next couple of weeks, is a very important part of the process. And then we can clearly say that the worst is behind us.
And what about the cheap dollar?
The cheap dollar is part of the process, but it's not always to be blamed. There's not a causal relationship. And an important thing to remember about the weak dollar is that helps our exporters. And to put that in perspective, if you look at the S&P 500, which is a broad spectrum of companies in America, about 40% of them receive a majority of their revenues from overseas. So the weak dollar is helping, you know, almost half of the S&P 500 companies.
But we had a rise in unemployment figures this month too, though, didn't we?
We saw a 5% number for the first time in 2 years, so meaning the unemployment rate had been under 5% for the last 2 years. Now, if you were to go back for the last 10 years, the average has been between 5.5% and 6%. So we had seen extremely low levels of unemployment that really weren't natural. It's difficult for our economy to work with a unemployment rate below 5%. Believe it or not, we think full employment really stands at about 5.25% or 5.5%. And when we get below that, you really cause some wage price pressure. It's very difficult to get new employees for new roles as you roll out new businesses. And I don't think a 5% unemployment rate is an unhealthy thing at all.
Mr. Hogan, what are you going to pay particular attention to, let's say, over the next 2 weeks?
Well, unfortunately, the next 2 weeks are going to give us some relatively disturbing news, and we know that. The major financial institutions are going to be reporting earnings next week, the billions of dollars they need to write off because of the subprime mortgage credit derivative problems that are out there. We get a couple of reads on inflation next week. There's a producer price index and a consumer price index that gets reported next week. And, of course, we're always watching the price per barrel of oil because that sort of plays into just about everything.
Art Hogan, Managing Director and Chief Market Analyst at Jefferies Investment Bank in Boston, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.